We are given authority by Jesus over the work of Satan. Please look at this in Matthew chapter 28, 18. The words of Christ, all power, Jesus saying of himself, is given to me in heaven and on the earth. All power. Yes, the enemy is defeated. He is on the flight. That God faked out the enemy in the time when Jesus was on the cross. 3 days later, he was resurrected. The enemy was faked out over the whole thing. He is the one who said, Lord, you are our strength. You are our song of victory. And we thank you that he did it on the cross for us. Then in Luke chapter 10 and 19, behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. God wants us to realize that it's not just Jesus that's given the authority. Jesus gave us the authority. How many people believe that? Say amen. Amen. That he gave us as believers the authority over the enemy. God does not want to see us cowering or saying, please don't say to me or anybody else, the devil's been going after me. Please don't give the devil that kind of stuff. That you give glory to God. I'm facing challenges, but my God is faithful, and it's going to be decimated by the power of God. God's plan is to work through his body of believers with his power. Why is that? Jesus is on the right hand of the throne of God. He gave and spoke to his disciples, and then, of course, to us through them, that we have been given power over all the work of the evil one. We're going to be looking at that a little bit. So Mark chapter 16, look at this. And Jesus said to his disciples and to us, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. This is where it really heats up. And these signs will follow those who believe. Let's stop there. How many people believe in Jesus? Then these signs are for us. In our lives, the power of God flowing out. Let's look at what he says. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. Can anybody say amen? Amen. They will speak with new tongues. Can anybody say amen? Amen? They will take up serpents. Say amen. Serpents does not mean, please don't go look for copperheads on your property. Please, please don't. Just, if you see one, yeah, take a shovel and cut that head off or whatever. This is speaking of the work of the evil one. How did the devil come to Eve? Through a serpent. He comes slyly to kind of worm his way into our lives. They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will not hurt them, and they will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Can you say amen? You mean little old me? Yes, little old me, because in you, you are big in Jesus. He can use every one of us. He can go through and say, hey, listen, I'm not going to go through this anymore. You know what? I'm calling you as one of the staff here. Hey, listen. God wants us to be militant Christians. I'm not talking about doing harm to people, nor of demonstrating, you know, and just doing crazy stuff and everything, but militant and say, my feet are planted, no more devil. You will have no place in my life. You will have no place in my family. You will, that grandchild, that child that's going errant, that child will be saved and be a person filled with the Holy Spirit. That's the kind of militancy that God wants out of our lives. He doesn't say, well, you know, it's just like it is and how it's going. That is mamby-pamby. That's pablum. That is nothing. That has nothing to it. Where you look and say, I feel the wind at my back, but Jesus is paid for this. And he has paid for my authority. And when we stand up and say, it's not going to go any further, this is, I'm drawing a line in the sand. Satan, you have no authority in my life and in the authority of my family. That you are defeated. Where we look and say, it's going to be God's way and it's going to work because God will never leave or forsake you. That's what my Bible says. He will never leave you and he will never forsake you. And he has given you authority in your life and in my life. Let's stop giving all the glory to Satan. What about giving it to Jesus, who was resurrected from the grave, and he sits at the right hand of God the Father, and he is the one who has given us the authority over things. Let's not just be so accepting of all stuff. Let's say, God, you are my strength and you are my song of victory. Can anybody say amen? Amen. These signs are not just for evangelists, pastors, everything exercise. This is to us as believers that he wants us to not just know that we have authority, but to stand in the gap and say, it's not going any further, Satan. Jesus is Lord of my life. Well, what is James 4:7? I love this word. It says, submit therefore to God. Again, this exercising of authority. Submit therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will what? The picture I got is of a dog that's been, you know, had something, and its tail between the legs, right? He flees from it. But God wants us to not only know about it, but he wants us to exercise it in our lives every day going on. My wife and I recently had something that was going on in our home and everything. I won't describe it. And so what happened is we're there, and initially I'm saying, wow, this is like crazy. What do we do with all this? Have you ever said that? Okay, don't leave me hanging out here. Come on now. I know you better than you believe, all right? Oh, yeah, we're there. So we're trying to say, what do we do? Listen, all like this. Until we came to the realization, let's see, what does the scripture say? No plague will come near our tent, Psalm 91. And we're going to say, man, we've just been worrying about this and going crazy. And let's stand our ground with God. And I want you to know that it was resolved in a very short time when we decided that the Word of God was the truth of our lives. Well, we had to decide that. Now, we didn't feel that good about it. It was very, you know, quite frankly, quite disturbing. However, when we took the stand, Psalm 91, no plague will come near our tent. It's not just going to happen. And you know what? It went away, and everything became good. And we looked and said, why did we wait so long? Have you ever said that? Come on, don't leave me hanging. Come on now. Come on. Thank you, Tommy. I appreciate it very much, okay? All right, that's good. One person there. Yeah, right. Okay. Hey, listen, we do. We feel of going through everything. If the believer did not have authority of the devil, we would not have been told to resist him. Authority must be exercised by us. Do you get that? Authority must be exercised by us. That we look and say, it's no more. It's going to be God's way, and he's my strength. What about 1 Peter 5:8-9? Be of sober spirit. That means what? Be well balanced. Be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. Now, we often just stop there and say, well, he's, you know, we're getting, you know, getting afraid. Why? Let's read on. So resist him. Please say that. Firm in your faith, knowing that the same experience of sufferings are being accomplished by your brothers and sisters who are in the world. Yeah, we say he prowls around like a boring, like this. Well, if you only go with that, you only got part of it. He says, so resist him, and stand firm in your faith. You take the word of God, say, this doesn't feel good, I don't like this, and I don't like this enough, this is not going to control my life anymore. You know, they can say, well, you know, how do you do that? Go on that you have sin and you struggle with sin. Hey, listen, is there anybody else that's not, is there anybody here that's not struggled with some type of sin? Oh, good, because we would have to vacate everybody. All right? Say, okay, you have it. You say, well, it's really getting to me. You know what you need to do is say, God, Jesus, you died on the cross for my sin. And by your stripes, I am what? Forgiven and healed. That you do not have to carry the weight of it. You carry the weight of it, you are the one that's opening the door to the enemy. But when you say, you know what? This has gone on for long enough. Long, way long enough. It's now, I'm planting my feet. I'm trusting Jesus. And I can tell you from personal experience that God can break the yoke of bondage in every way. Alcohol abuse, immorality, and all that stuff before Jesus, and even after, I was struggling when every time. I have great respect for Christians who say, I'm really struggling with this area of my life. Because I look and say, you know what? I'm going to be by your side, and we're going to see this defeated in your life. I have great respect for people who say, yeah, I'm struggling with this. Because I know that God's plan is always to set people free. Luke 19:10-19 says, I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. The authority here is actually the word that is frequently translated as power, but in the original Greek language, it actually is better translated as authority. Yes, power, there's power, but there's the authority. So what does that look like? Well, let me kind of give you a picture that helps me at least, is that if you have like the down lights that often, you know, the lights are not working, so they'll frequently have a sheriff or their deputy come, and he puts out his hand, 18-wheeler's coming, hopefully the 18-wheeler will not mow him down, but he's like that. So why is it that the sheriff has the power to do it? Well, no, he can't withstand an 18-wheeler, but he has the authority. He has the authority. You stop. If you don't, you're going to get him land in jail. We'll put you real quick there, right? Right there. That's kind of the picture of it. God gives the power, but it's the authority that he gives us to say that this is going no further in my life. Jesus' mission, what was it? 1 John 3:8. I love this verse. I just love it. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the who? The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. So how does that look like in the Gospels? Over and over again, demoniacs, people that were filled with demons, were set free. People that died were raised from the dead. I think it's about 37 people, probably many more, but those that are listed there, about 37 people receive healing. Disease is not of God. All right? Disease is not of God. Jesus said it like this. The thief has come to what? Steal, kill, and what? But I have come to give life and life more abundantly. That we see the big contrast in there. That God looks to heal, and then we have the enemy who wants to do something else. See, we have to recognize the works of the enemy are destroyed. Eventually, there will be that the devil will be in the lake of fire along with his demons and everybody, unfortunately, that would be going with him like that. But the idea is that now, God, he wants us to recognize that the things that maybe that we're putting up with that are difficult, maybe that God, and I believe it very truly, he wants us to be militant. I say, this is not having power in my life anymore. Where we look and say, it's going to be God's way and by his strength in our lives. More about delegated authority. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Just read it. Romans 6, verse 10 and 11. The Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. The same power that raised him from the dead dwells in us as his people. He doesn't leave us without power. He has given us his power by the Holy Spirit in our lives. Well, who is this power? That I mentioned is the delegated authority, the Holy Spirit, who is the one who strengthens us. Acts 1, verse 4, and while staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you heard from me, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized in the Holy Spirit not many days after. That was Jesus speaking. And then Acts 1 in verse 8, and he says to his disciples, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses. Acts chapter 2, as you know, comes into Pentecost. They're all there, about 120 disciples, men and women, that were there, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven, a mighty rushing wind, and they divided tongues of fire on them and rested on each one, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. I don't want to give any false impression here that you must be filled with the Holy Spirit. That means every day, I don't give myself permission, every day that you take out the Bible, whether it's morning, noon, and night, or all three times, when you take out the Bible, you spend time worshiping the Lord, and you become sensitive to his power in your life. We are not powerless. But we must have that as our heart. Say, Lord, I need you more than ever before in my life. I need you, God. The further I get along in age, and you know, I'm at the young age of 69 now. Okay, come on now, give me an amen or an oh me. Come on, 69, yeah, but I feel like I'm 30. The problem is that when I start feeling like I'm 20, my wife says, hold on, boy. You're not 20. You know what I'm talking about, those that have the gray hair and the beaches up here. You know what I'm talking about, like this. I feel a lot of times 30, but then about 9:15, I feel like I'm 105. Oh, I need to rest. Oh, my goodness. But he's defeated the works of the devil. He's defeated them. He's defeated. Submit, therefore, to God. Resist the devil. He'll flee from you. God has given us that delegated authority to submit to him and to resist the enemy who wants to hurt us. I have come to give life and life more abundantly. Just a repetition here. Life means Zoe. It's the eternal life uniquely possessed by God, not of this world. We must exercise faith in order to grow. One of the big deceptions, I believe the enemy uses it as a deception, I'm going to kind of just put it out there, is that, well, pray for me that my faith will be strong and that I grow in faith. Please don't come to me with that. I believe it's totally unscriptural, is that the word of God, faith comes by what? I should say here in our spirit, and hearing by the what? You want to grow in faith? Then start getting the Bible on the inside. Oh, well, what should I do? Well, if you're struggling with being healed, get to all the scriptures that deal with healing. Why? Because that'll build your faith. Oh, I'm struggling with a person in my household. Well, me and my household, we will serve the Lord. You take the scripture and it builds the faith in your spirit to trust God in a deeper way, to trust him in your life. See, that asking to grow and, you know, asking people to pray for you to faith, that works for a while. Yeah, but as we grow in our relationship with God, we have to be a part of the process where you start reading the word of God. It builds faith in your heart to believe it. And what was once a weakness becomes strength by his power. Jesus delegated authority to us. Matthew 18 says, whatever you forbid on earth will be what is forbidden in heaven, and whatever you permit on earth will be what is permitted in heaven. So that's a crazy scripture. You look and say, wow, in heaven. Well, it goes with there. Jesus very clearly, our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in. So that's pretty broad, isn't it? That's a pretty broad statement to be able to do that, say that what is being done on Jesus is Lord of the heaven, and he's everything there, but he has called us then to be used of him to see the working of God in this temporal life here. So let me go over some scriptures that deal with various areas that we can struggle with. First of all, fear. Well, if you had been with me last night about 8 o'clock when I got this text about, oh, you're the guy for tomorrow, I said, you should not have been there, because you would look and say, oh man, he's delirious. He needs some oxycodone or something. Bring him down. But you know what I had to come with? Fear. 2 Timothy 1 said, well, we face fears at different times in our life. But God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and love and what? Yeah, like you're not going to go crazy, all right? It's not God's will for you to go crazy and everything. Yeah, you look and say, well, and it's not God's will for you to be on your last nerve about something. I understand that's a real big popular statement here. In New Jersey, we just would say, you know what? I'll talk to the right people and you'll be decimated. All right, we're going to take care of you. You know what I'm talking about? Mafia, we were there. Fear has no place in our life. Where are you fearful of? Oh, I'm going to get the big C and all that. Please don't say that. Say, God, I don't care that you have not given me this kind of stuff. You have given me peace in my life. You have given me your hope and your strength in my life. How about financial needs? Well, you know, I'm going through this, and I'm there, and I lost my job and everything. Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply. I'm sorry, say it like you believe it. Right, all my needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. What about peace? Well, my home is nothing like, there's no peace in my home. Well, you start and say, there's going to be peace in my home. We're not going to be arguing all over the place. We're going to say, we're going to stand firm that you are the, that in our lives, that he is the one who strengthens us. What does he say? That in it, you will keep us in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you. That's the solution for it. Yo, I don't feel at peace. Well, eventually your feelings will catch up to reality if you keep on standing and saying, it's not going to go further. God is my peace in my life. Peace. How about the future? I don't know what's going to go on and everything. Well, like this. Surely there is a future, and your hope will not be cut off. Proverbs 23:18. What about direction? I need direction in my life. Matthew 6:33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all these things will be added unto you. How many people would agree that God's plans are much better than yours? And his ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. So as we look for direction, say, God, you're my strength, and I know your plans are great. How about anxiety or worry? Fear. Oh, you know, this past week, what's been going on in our nation, what's been going on for a while, and everything. You could be filled with anxiety if you want to, or you could say, Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God. What is be still? Be still. No, that's what it is. Be still. I mean, you can't translate it a different way. It's just like, be still And know that it goes back to where maybe I need to spend more time with Jesus, who is the author and perfecter of my faith. And you'll see a calmness come into your hearts. Yeah, you face things, all the things going on, but hey, listen, he brings peace. What a healing. 1 Peter chapter 2, 24. He himself bore our sins. Peter's wonderful like this. He puts the victory over sin, over healing in our bodies, in his body, and that we might we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you were healed. Now, I'm not against doctors and nurses. I've been in the hospital different times, but I'm telling you that 12 years ago, I was on a gurney in a stroke hospital going numb from here all the way down. I'm on a gurney. I'm there. My wife was actually coming back from Philippines. Can you believe that? Well, she had gone there to help somebody. So my daughter, I couldn't hold my daughter's hand. All right? I couldn't hold my daughter. I'm there and say, God, you're my strength. You are my healer. And yeah, I didn't feel good. It wasn't. But I can say with testimony and clarity there that the power of God came upon my left side, and it started going up there to where the only thing that I know about it, there's a little bit of numbness over here to remind me. And I asked God, I said, why did you take it all away? And he said, because I always want you to remember that I brought you back from death. All right? A little thing here, right? And I'm telling you is that there, you know, now that numbness comes alive when my wife kissed me. I just want you to know that. I say that for my wife because she's in Tennessee right now. So, honey, yeah. But there, I'm telling you is that that's, you know what? I had to look and say, I'm on a gurney. Here I am. It's it. You know, possibility of losing all control. And all I look and say, God, all I could say was, I'm going to look up to you. You're my strength. You're everything I need. I know what they're saying as doctors. They're telling me all the hypothesis of this will happen, that happen, all this stuff. And they're trying to do their job. I have nothing against medical people. They save a lot of lives, which I'm so thankful and everything. But I'm telling you, I had to say, God, you are my healer. And in you, I will trust. And it came down to me and Jesus. Here it is. Lord, I'm going to trust you in all the things. What about prayer of agreement? And I want to focus towards it. And we're going to be closing prayer in just a little bit. Matthew 18 and 19. I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. I'm reading it slowly because I really sense the Spirit of God really just wants to drill down in our hearts with this. That perhaps what we have always just kind of put up with, maybe it's time to stop putting up with stuff and say, this is a line of demarcation. It's going to be Jesus who is going to... Stop putting up with your children. Oh, this is the way they are and everything. Why? Who said? God wants to save people. He has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. He loves people. He cares for people. But somebody has to stand in the gap and say, it's going to be God's way. It's not going to be the devil anymore. In Jesus, in the temptations that he went through in Luke 4, You'll know that he shared different three things, and that's why I went through these scriptures, that every time as the enemy came to him to disrupt him, he always said, it is written. That's where the Word of God is extremely important in our lives, that we must have a strong sense of the Word of God strengthening our spirit so that we can face the challenges that are going on in our life and rather than just accept. How about 1 Timothy 6, verse 12? Fight the good fight of faith. Yeah, I don't know if there's going to be a fight. Yes, there is. And there's a real enemy and there's a real victory. Here it is. And you could say that in your life, and even today at this church at 12:05:10, say, you know what? I'm going to get in the fight, and it's going to be Jesus manifest in my life in a greater way. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. So I want to ask you a real question, and I have to deal with this. I have told you already a couple weeks ago, my wife and I, we just had to stand in our house. There's no plague that's going to come near our tent. We're going to trust God in this whole thing. And in it is that today, in this service, in just a few minutes, again, truly I say to you, if two of you agree as anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. There is great power when we agree at least with one other person. Hey, listen, can you agree with me that my children are not going to go to hell? They are going to go with Jesus. That we look and say, can you agree with me, okay, that this disease or whatever has been going on in my body, that this disease will have no more place in my life? Now, I'm saying it kind of like, you know, not that I want to shout all over the place. Hey, listen, but there has to be a militancy that comes into our life. You say, this has gone too far already, and Jesus provided for victory over this. I'm going to go with God rather than go with all the persevering that I need to do. Hey, listen, there is victory over it. God has provided for it. He wants us to believe him. Say, God, where two agree is touching any one thing, that the work that Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. And he showed it like all over the place. And I'm pretty convinced that not everything is in the Gospels. All that John put it like this, that we wrote everything that Jesus did, there's not enough volumes in the whole world to put what he did in this world. So that supposes right on that. So there's a lot more to it than we even see in the Gospels. Aware, and his focus was, when there's a demoniac, that demoniac is free in the name of Jesus. Where we struggle with sin and different times, rather than allowing the enemy to get a hook in us, that we look and say, we man up, we woman up, and say, I am a child of God, and God has provided for my freedom, and I am not going to go down with the ship. I am going to go with God, because Emily, you know what? Jesus provided for all of it. And that's a real big thing in our lives. That where when we have so-called secret stuff that's kind of going on, we know it's wrong, we keep on coming back for forgiveness. The enemy uses that to torment the people of God, and it does not need to happen. That if we look and say, okay, hey, listen, I have struggled with enough sin in my life. When I was saved, I didn't look as good as I do now. You know, I'm just going to assume that you believe that. But anyway, hey, listen, I remember when I got saved, I was destroying my life. I was doing all kinds of things against people and all kinds of stuff, alcohol abuse, immorality. I mean, I could just go down the whole list. Thankfully, I came into a church, a small church, about 100 people that was there, maybe a group of about 150, where a pastor and other people in the church said, yeah, you failed, but let's get up and we're going to trust Jesus again. That is why I can say to you today, why is it that, you know, somebody struggles, they're going through things, and it's a Christian, oh, they've been saved for a long, long time. I'm telling you that if he can deliver me, he can deliver anybody. If he wants to deliver, absolutely. Because he's your strength. It may take a while because that things get into our lives that, you know, we make poor choices. I know that nobody here makes poor choices, but I have, okay? All right, I'll say it for everybody because I know you have. We all have. But then looking at it, God sets us free. And where we look and come to God, we don't have to have this thing where, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. Although God forgives us, and letting the enemy get hooks in our hearts, in our mind, we don't want that. God wants us free. He whom the Son is set free is what?
Free.
Say it again.
Free.
You do not need to go through the cycle of all this going on and on and on in the same parent. He has broken the cycle. It was taken care of on the cross. He was resurrected from the grave to set us free, to destroy the works of the devil. And we have to call it like it is, that where there's a thief has come to steal, kill, and destroy. You see these things happening in your life, you can know it's not God, that it is the enemy trying to get a hook in you. And if you look and say, it's God, it's going to be God, my life is here, I don't care, whatever happens, I'm going to go with Jesus. I'm telling you, he's the one who brings victory. He strengthens. He helps you to forgive other people that have hurt. How many have ever had people hurt you? Please don't raise your hand. All right, come on. And it can fester there. If you let it fester in your life, it'll bring you down. It's a hook that the enemy uses to keep you in bondage. So, Lord, it's hard. Help me, God. It's hard for me to see. But, Lord, I forgive you because you forgave me of so much. How can I withhold forgiveness of other people? I don't know how many sins you've been forgiven. I've been forgiven of all of them, and thank God I have, or else I have, because I was on a road of destruction in my life. But he brings good out of things. And what you can do, sister, is that when you realize, say, you know what? God brought me through that, and boy, I came on the other side, and the enemy was defeated in my life. See, brothers and sisters, that's what he wants to do in us. He is strong. And if we're willing to go with God, can I use the word join up with God? Join up with him. It is something that's used in like a horse show I saw where they had a horse going around in a circular fashion. And they were kind of like, a little bit of tapping and all that. And they turned their bed. It was so wonderful. It was on actually the show Heartland. I really like Heartland. It's a Canadian show. Don't hold it against them. And so what happened is there, and they would go around, and they would stop. The trainer would stop, and they would turn around, and the horse would start following them. And they called it joining up. And when I saw it, I said, wow, that's what we have to do with Jesus. He's the one who wants us to join up with him. I want to ask you a question right now, brothers and sisters. I say these questions to myself frequently. Are you tired of the devil having his way in you, your family, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, your sons and daughters? Are you tired of it enough to say it's going to be God and nothing? I want to be a militant Christian. This is it. My feet are planted. They're not going anyplace because my God will supply all my need. He is my strength. He is my song of victory. Well, I'm going through challenges. Yeah, everybody faces challenges, but God is the one who provides the victory.
Hey, it's such an honor to have you join us for service. I pray the word was a blessing to you, and I pray you avail yourselves to the resources we have online. And if you're ever in the Elizabeth City area, or I mean Outer Banks or Tidewater, Virginia, make the drive. Come visit us one Sunday. We would love to welcome you here, and you can experience this yourself. As one man used to say, can't be explained, can only be experienced. There's some truth into that. Anyhow, thank you for watching. I pray the Lord will bless you and that you grow in your faith and fulfill the call that God has on your life. We here at Fountain of Life love you.